Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Stuff and Practice Series. I don't know if you ever realized, but in the Shir Shel Yom that we recite on Wednesday, the Perek, which we recite starting Kama Kamas Hashem, ends off, Yad Smisim Hashem Elokeinu Hashem should destroy them. But then we continue reading. We continue into the next Perek in Tehillim. And we start Lechun Ranan Al Hashem and Reel Yitzur Yishenu and Kama Fanam Besod until the end. And some explain that the reason why we do that is in order to indicate that Shabbos is approaching. And we start off saying that which we start off Kabbalah Shabbos with, Nechun Ranan Al Hashem. Because until Tuesday, we say it's associated with the previous Shabbos, and that's why the halacha is you're able to, in fact, recite Havdalah until Tuesday. But starting from Wednesday, we start looking forward to the coming Shabbos. But there's an alternative, perhaps more probable, explanation for our practice based on the Tosfos on today's Daf, Nida Daf Ayin Gimel. Tosfos at the end is trying to explain why did the Gemara end off with Tanu Debe Eliyo, Kalashon Alachas Bechol Yom Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. What is the association of this Tanu Debe Eliyo to that which we have been discussing until now? Tosfos explains that in fact there is no real connection, but rather the Gemara wanted to end off with Davar Tov. And Tosfos points out that we find that many Nevi'im, that they ended off their Sefer as well with Dibur Shevach and Tanchum. And in fact, that's our practice on Tisha B'Av. We end off Eicha. The last pasuk of Eicha isn't the Davar Tov. Therefore, we repeat Hashiveinu Hashem Elech Benoshuva in order to end off B'Misayim with the Davar Tov. And therefore, on the Shir Shel Yom, on Wednesday, we don't end off Yad Smisim Hashem Elokeinu Hashem should destroy them, but rather, we end off with the Reshevach, with praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chur Niranem Al Hashem Nereel Yitzur Yishenu. This concept that someone shouldn't end off on a bad note is brought down in other areas of Halacha as well. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim Sinim Kuf HaMerches. In Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Rama quotes from the Or Zeruah that even when you're having Aliyah, you should always be Mesayim B'Davar Tov. You should end off on a good note. And this is relevant many times when there's a simcha and shul, they add on extra aliyos, there are hosafos. It's important for the gabbai or the balkorei to be aware of where he's ending each aliyah to make sure that he only ends off with a davar tov on a good note and not on a bad note. And it seems that this is really the source for the practice that many speakers, many darshanim have, that they end off their speeches with reference to B'yas Gol Tzedek, a reference to the brighter times in the future, in order to be Messiah with a Davar Tov. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish a tremendous Mazel Tov to all of those who just made a Siyum on Shas, all of those who were able to complete all of Talmud Bavli. I greatly admire your dedication and perseverance to get through the entire 7.5 year cycle. We should be able to start again Brachos Daf Beis tomorrow, and in 7.5 years make another Siyum with all of Klal Yisrael together in Yerushalayim.